Yeah, we're talking about Captain Omi Tillett, who passed away last night, and got a message from the offshore fleet just a little while ago with that news. And, you know, for starters, for our visitors, if you've ever been to Sam and Omi's restaurant, you'll know that Omi was who it was named after. His father was Sambo, and that used to be a little restaurant where they prepared people to go offshore fishing, fed them some breakfast, hauled them to the marina. But Omi, I'll always say that one of the great things, great experiences in my life is coming through this fleet when I had an opportunity to know and work with Omi Tillett. First, as a employee in his boat shop on Candela Drive, helped build the Carolinian and the Brothers Pride, spent two winters. And, you know, I was just fresh out of high school and needed a good fatherly influence. And Omi, you know, very, very strong man of faith. And, you know, we talked a lot about that kind of stuff, and I learned a lot of the basics of boat building with one of the true legends. I didn't know it at the time, but he's certainly also responsible for the new Carolina-style boat that kind of changed over from the Harker's Island style of overhangs and blocky cabins to the rounded cabins and big, sharp Carolina-flared bows. And, man, I tell you, it was just neat to be a part of that. And then as time went on, I became a captain, and Omi was very much a mentor to me, not just me, but to everybody. And he always would share whatever he had. If he pulled up to a log and there was 30 mahi around it, he would share 15 with you. He was a great person for teaching the younger captains, like, and he was wise beyond his years, even when he was, you know, working his way up as a young man in the fleet. Like, one of the things I give Omi credit for is being the first boat, when his mate was Charlie York, the first boat to switch from the wire leaders that we use so much of to the monofilament leaders. Everybody thought he was crazy. Those Wahoo are going to bite them off. They will never last. But lo and behold, now the entire fleet uses pretty much all monofilament leaders. And, of course, Omi's biggest claim to fame, and not that he would look at it that way, but he started the prayer out there in our Oregon Inlet fleet. Now, you got to remember, it's a pretty salty place around there in the 60s and 70s, but Omi, having been a saved man, he started a prayer. And at first, I remember people would say, oh, boy, you know, we don't want to listen to that, you know. But then, in the morning with the sun coming up over the ocean and you're out there on one of those charter boats just steering offshore, you would have a need yourself. Somebody in your family was very sick or had passed away, or you had an illness, or anything that you might need, and pretty soon you'd find yourself saying, Omi, can you please say a little word of prayer for my friend or my mother, whoever it might be? And next thing you know, Omi would say, well, how about you do the prayer this morning? I was one of those people, and pretty soon many people in the fleet were doing the prayer, and then they added the hymns that some of the captains would sing, and that prayer spread to Hatteras. It spread to Rudy Inlet. And from there, it's just spread up and down the East Coast, where many fleets have a morning prayer. But I'll leave you with this thing, because there'll be plenty of tributes and memories to Omi in the days that come. For one thing, there ain't no question where he went, because he's at the great grass line in the sky with Billy Midget and Chris Strouser and Arvin Midget and all the others we've lost recently. And, you know, one of the things Omi did all through his latter years was he had what was called the Holy Spirit hug. And if he came up to you and you saw him coming, you better get out of the way or be ready for the biggest hug you ever got. He would grab hold of you, squeeze you real tight, and say, I'm going to give you a Holy Spirit hug. And then he would go, woo, like that. And you knew he was coming in a crowd because you could hear him wooing somebody else. And we all came to love that. And all of us came to doing it ourselves. But, you know, God bless Omi and his family. He's probably the most influential man our fleet has ever known, both for faith reasons, for boat building reasons, and just being a real man. So God bless him. And Omi, you're in our thoughts and prayers. And Jody, that's a little bit of a remembrance for you on this Friday morning.
Marty, actually, I referenced him about a week ago. A friend of mine was retiring from his career, and I said, the legendary Omi Tillett says you don't retire, you refire.
That's what he always said. And, you know, even after he quit fishing, his boat's still at Oregon Inlet. It's now the fantastic Dickie Harris runs it. But you're absolutely right, Jody. He spent many, many hour in a boatyard underneath younger captains' boats, giving him tips on how a boat ran, the running gear, the hull, any kind of repair. He just loved being underneath a boat in a boatyard. He worked with Paul Spencer and John Bayless, and his design things from him and Warren O'Neill will last forever. And that's the one thing, probably of anything, that I worked in that boat shop with Omi, Bob Sullivan, Big Al, Tom Daughtry, Tony Tillett, and Mike Merritt, and Lee Perry. And, you know, what a great experience that was.
Well, Captain Marty, you know, it is a loss for the area and the state, the whole East Coast, the world for that matter. Omi Tillett, a true legend.
It's going to be all over the social media today, I'm sure. And, you know, he's our own. I'm just one person, and everyone has had, I don't know of anybody that ever had a bad experience with him. So, you know, it was sorry to see him go. But, again, a lot of people will be joining him because of the way he shared his faith when the time comes.